ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With at least 93 deaths in the Maui wildfires, the stories continue. Carol Hartley died at her home. Her sister Donna in Alabama saw news coverage of the fires and tried to phone her.
I knew in my heart that she was, it was gone.
Not alone in saying they're frustrated with the federal response, Jeffrey Tremper, who lost his home on Maui.
Why isn't there a field hospital set up? Where is all the soldiers? Why aren't they protecting the houses that are still left?
FEMA says it's deploying more than 150 workers to Maui. Officials say gas was not the cause of the deadly house explosion yesterday in Plum, Pennsylvania, east of Pittsburgh. A neighbor's Ring doorbell captured it. Blast killing at least five people, destroying three homes, damaging at least a dozen others. Cars charred. A grand jury this week is expected to hear evidence in Atlanta in the alleged plot to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election. This is ABC News. An alleged scheme about three men using hacked Instagram accounts to approach underage and adult males to chat and convince them they were women, asking for sexually explicit images of themselves. The trio from Nigeria being brought to the U.S. for prosecution. They allegedly blackmailed their targets, says U.S. Attorney Mark Totten.
He then turned to extort Jordan DeMay for money, threatening to reveal the image to Jordan's family and friends if he did not comply. Jordan DeMay paid what he had, which was $300. But Samuel Ogashi continued his threats, demanding more from Jordan.
Prosecutor says DeMay, who was 17, took his own life. Ordering a drastic increase in production of missiles, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, says North Korea's news agency. China's denouncing Taiwan's vice president making a trip to San Francisco, New York, and Paraguay, calling William Lay a troublemaker. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
He says, Joey leaves behind a legacy of great musicianship, a life dedicated to helping others in need. Joey was a recent graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, where he earned a bachelor's degree in public health. Beyond his musician achievements, Joey was also a passionate advocate for mental health awareness, harm reduction, and addiction treatment. His dedication to making a positive impact on society extended far beyond the stage, and he was tirelessly worked to support those in need. He truly made a positive impact on people's lives. You know, I never got to meet Joey in person. The few times that Bad Year had shows here in Madison, I wasn't able to attend because, you know, I had to work or I was on the air here on Max Inc. Radio doing a show. But Joey was kind enough to join me on the air here on Max Inc. Radio a couple of times. The last time he joined us was when Bad Year released their latest album, Faded Memories. It was a really fun interview, full of fun stories, full of laughter. One particular story that Joey told us was about the time somebody was drinking his sweat from stage. It was so funny how he told the story. I had to rip that part out of the interview. We actually made it into a Max Inc. Radio promo that we're going to hear here in just a couple of minutes. This is tough. On behalf of Rocker, Terry Barr, Rob Roberts, everybody here at Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, we send our love to Bad Year, our love to Joey's family and his friends. We're truly sorry for your loss. We're going to kick off Max Inc. Heavy tonight with a tribute to Joey and his band Bad Year with a double dip of Bad Year. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Cheers to Joey.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Needless, we dance.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, a double dip, a bad year, paying tribute to Joey, who passed away back on August 2nd. Once again, our love, our support, and just hugs to the bad year community, Joey's friends and family. That was Blackout, Handshakes before that, O Virginia and Charcoal Black. That was the very first ever double dip. Only happen on special occasions. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. It is Max Inc. Heavy Time, original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin and around the Midwest. We got brand new music on the way from All Meridians and Calamity coming up. Now I got new music from Sum of Souls. They're from Belvedere, Illinois. They have some new music out. They had a couple of shows in Belvedere, I guess, but they got canceled. Because Greg, their guitarist, broke his ankle in three places. Good God. He's doing well, I guess. He's in the recovery process. There's a nice little picture of him on Facebook with the big cask on his leg. And he has his guitar giving the metal horn signs. I like that. Here's their brand new single. It's called Another Siren Song. New Sum of Souls on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Some of Souls is the name of the band from Belvedere, Illinois. That is their latest song, Another Siren Song. Those tracks, they had one more new track, too. They're all available for download on their Bandcamp page. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Coming up on the Maxine Kevy in just a couple of minutes, actually, we're going to talk with drummer Droids Attack and all-around great guy Riley and Jordan from an event that's happening in Watertown, Music for the Masses. We're going to give you all the details. That's happening next week on the 19th. At 11 tonight, we'll do Essential Last Crack. At 11:30 tonight, Robert from Sky Urgent will join us to talk about an upcoming show and some exciting news with Sky Urchin. So stick around for that. Right now, it's brand new music from All Meridians. This is Heavy. That's why we're playing it on Maxine Kevy. The song is called Silent Observer. New All Meridians on Maxine Kevy.
We'll be right back. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the latest from Calamity from their 2022 album. The song is called Hell to Pay. Brand new All Meridians before that, The Silent Observer. You can download that new single right now on their Bandcamp page. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have a chat with Riley and Jordan from Music for the Masses. That's a big show happening out in Watertown next Saturday. It's a fundraiser. We'll have all the details for you next, along with some Hijack and Droids Attack.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really?
really. There's no bull here.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present a Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That is High Jack from their Turn It to 10 album back in 2017, Devil's Deal. They're going to be playing at Music for the Masses in Watertown at Riverside Park. It's a big event, and on the phone with us right now is the drummer of Droids Attack, Riley, and Jordan from Watertown. Riley, Jordan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
How's it going?
It's great to see you all, and thanks for joining us. Jordan, let's start with you, because I think you're the one that had the inspiration of setting up Music for the Masses in Watertown. Talk about where you got the idea from to throw a party with some killer bands, and who you're trying to raise money for.
A bit of unfortunate circumstances brought the whole idea to the table here. So my mom had played piano for all the local high school choir concerts and musicals and state solo ensemble and everything. And she unexpectedly passed away from cancer last year. And I believe it was even the same week Riley's dad had an unfortunate accident. And his dad had been the band director for the high school for many years. There were a couple other members of the music department who also passed away within about a year's time. And being that, you know, we grew up going to Watertown High School and middle school and everything, we were always a big part of the music program there, and wanted to pay tribute to those who taught us our love of music and inspired us to be the musicians we are today. And thought, what better way than to do a sort of charity fundraiser event down at the park and get a bunch of bands together, have a little raffle, silent auction kind of thing, and give all the proceeds to the high school.
It's a really sad story for both of you, and we you know, definitely my love goes out to both of you for that. But what you're doing with this, turning a bad situation into something positive, I admire you both for doing that. You're raising money for the Watertown High School Music Department. How will the funds that you raise help the kids in the Watertown community, Jordan?
Well, first and foremost, of course, it'll go to maintaining the various instruments in the department, as well as could be used to purchase new sheet music, music stands, maybe help fund a field trip, or even as simple as helping a less fortunate family be able to afford their instrument rentals for the year.
Jordan and Riley from the Music for the Masses in Riverside Park. This is a Henry Quinn production. I'm not sure who Henry is. Riley, tell me about Henry Quinn.
Henry Quinn? I actually am not quite clear on who, like, I thought, that, Jordan, who is that again? That was...
me and my buddy Adam that I play in a band with, we decided to go in together on doing the promotional efforts and everything. He's actually been helping me out a lot with organizing vendors and you know, food and beverage supplies. The name comes from, it's my middle name and Adam's middle name. So
Oh, all right, gotcha.
Perfect. And Riley, this is a killer lineup at Music for the Masses for this event. Walk us through who some of the bands that are playing.
Well, let's see. We've got this is another one where Jordan actually knows like more of this like than I do. I know that I'm doing double duty with Ray and Droids Attack. So we've got like a three piece and another three piece because we can't afford to pay more people than that, you know.
Right.
I'm just kidding. No, it's more just to avoid fights. Okay, also kidding again. But yep, so we've also got Jordan, you're playing this one, aren't you?
My band wasn't able to make the date happen, but we did find a few other bands to help out and contribute what they are able to.
Yeah, which ones are you the most excited about? I mean, besides mine, obviously. I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm always excited to see Droids Attack. Been going to see Riley play for many years, as we grew up in the same town there. But I'm really excited to see. It'll be a long time since I got to see Brass Menagerie. They'll be out there. And Hijack and the drummer from Hijack, Ron, he's also in a band called Faded Places. They're going to be playing as well. So we got two drummers pulling double duty that afternoon.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Those artists plus Order of the Jackals on the list. Bad Year's also on the list. Joey just passed away. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was really unfortunate circumstances there. It's crazy that, you know, he was going to be playing the event, you know, in tribute and honor of, you know, musicians who inspired us, and now he's on the list of those we're paying tribute to.
And he was definitely, like, you know, involved for, like, pretty much as long as all of us can remember.
And plus, Bad Years is a great band out of Milwaukee. We played tribute to them at the top of the hour tonight. Definitely heartbreak. There's also food and drinks and art booths at Music for the Masses. Tell us the food offering and some of the booths that are going to be there.
Yeah, so, like, one of the best things is, like, you know, if you're talking about the beverage side, we've got Sunshine Brewing Company from Lake Mills coming in. They've got, like, a Pilsner, an IPA, a seltzer. And for those of you that are sporting the, you know, the non-alcoholic version, they've got hop water, which is pretty tasty if you've tried it. It's super refreshing with just that little bit of that hop flavoring to it. Then we've also got Kickswitch Bar and Grill from Okachi doing cheesesteaks and sides. Mm. And then the one I'm super excited about is Meat Tooth Barbecue, which is Watertown. And they're going to have some smoked pulled pork sandwiches and slaw. And then we're also going to have, like, a raffle and silent auction. And, like, as far as the art vendors, it's going to be people from the local area, obviously. And they're, again, like, they're putting their proceeds towards the music department. And, who else do we have coming in, Jordan?
It looks like Slam and Ink Tattoo.
Yep, Slam and Ink's going to be there. They've got a few fun things that they'll be doing. I think there's even a photo opportunity. Sounds like somebody will be in a gorilla suit, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, get a few chuckles. And I think it was like $5 to get your photo taken. And that, of course, will be going to the music department as well. And then you got a friend is starting up a mobile soup kitchen. So they're going to have a booth there for, you know, information about that and outreach opportunities. And then we also have... Breakthrough Recovery is a local addiction resource counselor. She's going to be there. She's going to have some cool stickers and some, like, brain games, kind of pick your brain and, you know, figure out, you know, some cool psychological tricks to, you know, maybe help you stay stress-free under duress.
And real quick, what are some of the items that are being auctioned off in the raffle silent auction to raise money for the Watertown High School Music Department?
Well, a couple of the art vendors are donating some items. We've got a, like, window art thing. It's in the shape of Wisconsin with all the Wisconsin sports teams in it. That thing's pretty cool. We've got a few different gift boxes coming from Penzi Spices. We've got the local store over in Johnson Creek here. And then, let's see, we've got, I think, a couple of Watertown area Chamber of Commerce gift certificates. A whole bunch of fun stuff we're going to have available.
Excellent. And all the proceeds from the raffle and the silent auction, of course, goes to the Watertown High School Music Department. And that's important because we want to help the kids get musical instruments, go on field trips, learn music, because that's what the world is all about. Riley, you're also the drummer in Droids Attack, as you mentioned. What's happening with Droids these days? And other than Music for the Masses, where are you guys playing?
So, like, we don't have a whole, like, that's one of our few coming up, like, because Brad's been so busy, like, supporting his new barcade, which has been awesome.
Yep.
But we're definitely looking to, like, so we're sitting on a few albums of recordings that we just have not gotten around to finishing yet because we're a little bit, I don't know, persnickety, shall we say, about, like, you know, the fine-tuned details and everything like that. But we're going to have one of them that's basically, like, a greatest hits with the new lineup coming out hopefully pretty soon here. If we can all just, you know, decide on which songs to put on it, because we recorded quite a few, and there'll be some brand new ones you've never heard before, too.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Says this is a summer outside show. Is Brad going to let you wear shorts on stage?
No.
Okay.
No. He already made me sign a waiver. it's punishable by like $1,000 and never being able to watch another Kevin Smith movie.
Oh, jeez. So, all right. Well, better mind your P's and Q's.
I don't want to get into that. But
Riley, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, Henry Quinn Productions presents Music for the Masses. It's at Riverside Park in Watertown, Wisconsin. This is happening next week, guys. It's coming up Saturday, August 19th, 2 to 9 p.m. If you want more information, there's a Facebook event up on the socials there. Find that. Just do a search for Music for the Masses. Riley, Jordan, thank you so much. I appreciate you all.
Well, thank
you.
Yeah,
thanks for letting us do this.
Let's do some Droids Attack right now. This is Sci-Fi or Die. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local media. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music, Droids Attack, and Sci-Fi or Die. Music for the Masses is happening August 19th at Riverside Park in Watertown. It's going to be a good show. Hope to see you there. Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock. Robert Halstead from Sky Urgent will join us at 11:30. Plus, we'll have details about a couple of Max Inc. matinee shows coming up next hour. Right now, it's Fall to Rise and Speak Up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let's make our
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what?
ABC News.